Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on August 17th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing all right.
All right.
I think I was a little vigorous in my workout yesterday. I have a little bit of a backache, so I'm all right. You know, I may have to get up and walk around the room a little bit today, but other than that, I should be okay.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how when you go a little overboard sometimes, you're so excited about getting in the gym?
Yes.
No, you don't.
No, I have no idea because I don't go to the gym. As a matter of fact, like my friend Michael, when I see the gym, and I'm driving by, I speed up.
Oh, come on.
One to see me.
Wait a minute, aren't you a silver sneaker?
No, not anymore.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, you really don't like the gym, okay.
They kicked me out of the silver sneaker club.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's true. It's kind of one of those strange Obamacare stories, but I had Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I was set. I was going to be a silver sneaker, and I was going to have a free membership to the South Bay
Fitness Center.
Fitness Center, yeah. At the
Beach City Health District.
Thank you.
Okay.
But we switched our health care in my office, my company, to Aetna.
No.
I don't like Aetna.
Oh, they just dropped out of a bunch of.
They did.
States. Yeah.
Well, they dropped out of silver sneakers here in California.
Oh, wow.
So they're trying to, I don't know what they're doing, but they're trying to save money and rearrange their set of services and so forth and so on. I mean, I don't blame Obama, but it is really a result of Obamacare.
Yeah.
And there you go. I'm
okay. So I know who you're voting for this November.
Jill Stein, of course.
There you go. The Green Party had their town hall meeting yesterday, and I meant to watch that. No, I meant to watch it, and oh, shoot, something came up, and I can't remember, and I missed it. So yeah. Did you see it?
I saw parts of it, absolutely. And she's an amazing speaker and an amazing mind and an amazing person. Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you something. The quote-unquote alternatives this year are very impressive.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
Those guys, the two, are they two senators?
They're two former governors, I believe. Gary.
Former governors, right.
New Mexico and Connecticut or New Hampshire or something. Yeah, the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, those guys are smart.
It's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out in November.
Yeah, oh boy.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it's so I'm going.
I'm sorry to hear that that you are no longer a Silver Sneaker. That,
I had to hang up my Silver Sneakers.
I wonder how many of their clients that's going to affect.
Oh, well, I think lots, and we'll see.
I mean BCHD.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they have a very vigorous health program over there, and I wonder how many of their the members are going to be affected by this.
Well, it's just, I'm so cheap. I really, if I join a gym, I would love to join the Beach City's health district, rather than like 24-hour fitness, but
yeah,
you know, anyway, there are other things. My wife loves the pool at 24-hour fitness. So that's why she's a member.
All right.
You know, Jackie, one of the things that I haven't done in my life, I haven't completed, was my videography career. I don't know if you know, but I was I worked for a videographer, 24K video.
I did know that. And I know the owner of that. Yes.
Mark Gold, an amazing guy, an award-winning wedding and bar mitzvah and other event videographer, and that's what I wanted to do, but life led me in another direction.
That'll happen.
But we have a guest who has realized her dream, and I am so envious. I am so starstruck by our guest. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Marcy Klein, one of our local sport pilots and owner of Klein Creative Media and Beach City Drones. Now, since her graduation from the University of California at San Diego with a BS degree in communications, Marcy has dedicated her career to the reality TV genre. She is currently a member of the Directors Guild of America and the Producers Guild of America. She's produced, directed, and written for some of the most recognizable programs in syndication, cable, and network television, including Celebrity Boxing, Eliminate, Dr. Phil, The Swan, The Insider, and many, many others. One of Marcy's talents is to tell stories, and when interviewing non-professionals, she has a way of making the subject comfortable in front of the camera, which makes for a much more gripping story. Marcy has had numerous nominations and earned a Los Angeles Emmy Award for her work with the Blind Children's Center, and she received a Cable ACE Award for work with the Los Angeles Fire Department. Marcy's early work aired at the Women in Film and Mill Valley Film Festivals. And with over 20 years in the television field, Marcy is now telling stories for real people. And like her broadcast stories, she uses experience to tell the best story possible with the client's existing media or shooting new footage. Now, in addition, she recently became a sports pilot through Pacific Blue Air in order to operate her drones legally. So this morning we'll discuss the services Klein Creative Media provides and get an update on Marcy's flights around the South Bay. Welcome back to the program, Marcy. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
I missed the last time you were on. You were on the show a couple of months ago. I was out of town, and I missed that show.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to have you back.
It was
Yeah,
fantastic.
Thank you. You know, it's funny. You were in the car on the way to the airport, I think, and I think you did a quick check-in with us. And I was with Henry Boger from Pacific Blue Air.
That's right.
Instructor.
That's right. I was listening. I was on my way to the airport. I can't even remember where I was going, but I was on my way to the airport, and I was listening to the show, and I had to call in and say, okay, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, that's, you know what I remember? Henry offered you guys a flight. Did you guys ever go up?
No.
One of these days.
We're excited to do it, but just not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take him up on that. He's a great, great pilot. He takes you on great. They're educational rides too. He kind of teaches you how to fly when you're up on the in the kite with him. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's not because we're fraidy cats or anything like that.
No, it's just, I think sure? It's just really, no, it's really, for me, it's a matter of scheduling. That's the only thing, you know.
Just all right.
Put it on my list.
On your bucket list. Good. It's a great list to have.
Things to get around to when you have time.
Right.
I get it. I'm very busy myself. I understand.
Marcy, there is something I have to say, not to toot my own horn, but I think I have to say that, you know, video is fundamental. I just had one of the most successful Facebook advertising campaigns in the last 2 weeks, actually the previous week and the week before that. 2 weeks, 200,000 reached, 100,000 people viewed the video. This is a video selling a product in the nutritional space. And, the company sold, they sold probably about $700 or $800 in product. And that client's coming back for sure. They spent $200. But it wasn't that they spent $200 and they made $800. It was they spent $200, they made $800, and they have 20 new clients. It was amazing. Video is so powerful. Let's talk a little bit about that. You know, the power of video for small businesses. Most small businesses aren't even close to utilizing video in their businesses.
Well, and that's a mistake, as you know, because just to have a presence on the web, everyone has to have a presence on the web. And if you have video, people are going to stay, I think it's 10 times longer if you have video on your website. And they're not going to click away because they're going to be entertained and educated at the same time.
Right.
Whereas if you have no video, they're not going to – they have nothing to click on. They click on your picture and it doesn't do anything, kind of boring. So they're going to click away and go to the next website. But if you have it on your website, they're going to stay and watch and learn a little bit about you. And then maybe they're going to go to their cart and buy something off your website. So it's definitely good to have video on your website.
Right. I see a lot of marketers now. The company that I work for, we do a lot of consulting with advertisers that are using our site, that are advertising on our site, and also advertising on other properties around the web. And this new thing now, where every page you go to, they play a little sound clip. So you'll go to the cart page and it'll say, all right, you're ready to buy now. You just need, you know, blah, blah, blah. And those are so annoying. But
as annoying as those damn takeover pages.
Yes. Oh, we're doing. I'm sorry.
No, I could say those are a little tricky. I mean, they really get you on that, don't they?
It's
I'd rather be a little bit more of a straight shooter, you know, play the video and show you. But there's some really good marketing out there. Those people are brilliant, really, when you think about it.
More and more media is being integrated into the e-commerce sort of flow. And as you were saying, though, Marcy, every small business, especially those small businesses that already get it about advertising online and SEO and all these other things that some businesses don't do, if you already get that, video is the next step. So tell me a little bit about how you approach working with various clients and what kinds of clients do you have? We know the real estate agents have to do video.
Oh, yeah. Well, real estate is a good client of mine because they want to highlight houses.
Right.
And those are really good with the drone because you can show the exterior of the house. You can show the proximity to the beach, especially here in the South Bay. So people love having houses listed with video. And then we do an inside tour. You know, they're really beautiful. I do a lot of shots on the slider and do lots of interesting motion and, you know, hopefully make a really beautiful video that the seller and the buyers, everybody's proud of, and they have a video of the house forever.
Right.
And it definitely helps them sell the homes. I also do business videos. One that was kind of cool that I did recently, it was a Kickstarter video for a really great brewery and distillery that's opening in El Segundo called Rubens. Have you guys been there yet?
No, but we've had him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We've had Rob. Yeah, we've had Rob on the show, and we're going to get in for a tasting very soon. It's
yes.
on our list.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's great. His company was great. We did a really cool thing. He's doing. He's opening a basically. Well, he already opened it. It's not really an official opening. He had a soft opening, but he's created a speakeasy in El Segundo. And so we did a time travel piece, and we shot everything kind of old school. We rented him a old-fashioned tux, and we decorated everything like the 1920s, and it was really cool. And we shot a really nice video, and he ended up raising all the funds that he needed to open his brewery distillery.
I'm currently at Klein, K-L-E-I-N, KleinCreativeMedia.com, and the video that you're showing it's breathtaking.
Is that the Rob Rubens one?
Thank you.
Are you looking at the Rob Rubens one?
No, not yet. No, I'm sorry. Just go to KleinCreativeMedia.com and just watch.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's my landing page video. I changed that up a lot. And currently, basically what I have on there is a bunch of different shots that I've accumulated from flying the drone in various places.
Right.
I think there's a couple on the ground as well, but mostly I just love working with the drone. And I mean, the perspective from the air is I just love that perspective.
Yeah.
And I incorporate it in as many videos as I can. If I ever work with a client, I always ask them if they have any interest in working with the drone.
Right.
And the thing is that you don't always have, it's not just an exterior of a building or a location. I mean, when we do real estate videos, it's kind of neat. I can fly up to the front porch, and I can even almost fly into the house, depending on how big the house is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really got a lot of uses. And I've used it. I've done stuff for the Pastel Society and Destination Art, and I've used the drone in their videos as well. So you really can use the drone in a lot of situations.
The drone just adds so much. I mean, it just adds such a different aspect to it. It's amazing. But I have a technical question for you, Marcy. Joe, you might know this too. We keep saying video. Is it still called video? I mean, I remember we used to videotape stuff. Is it still called video, or is there another term for it now? Because there's no actual tape involved anymore.
Joe, are you going to answer that?
No, please.
Please, you answer.
I think it's still called video only because of its output. The output is and the format could be MP4. It could be, you know.
So it's still correct to use the term video.
I think so.
Yeah, because I have something coming up where we're going to do a video thing, and I keep referring to it as we're gonna come in and tape video, and it just doesn't sound right to me anymore because there's no tape involved.
right.
Okay, sorry.
That's true.
How about shoot video?
Shoot video. Okay. All right.
No
I have
tape.
To remember that.
No
okay.
Tape.
Sorry.
What's
all
fascinating
right.
is that my first, you know, fascination with the imaging of moving pictures is the battle in Hollywood. What we saw was Hateful Eight, Quentin Tarantino, recent film in the last year or two, where he shot on 70mm film.
Yeah, old film, yeah.
Insanely difficult. You have to, every 10 minutes, Jackie, every 10 minutes, you have to reload the camera.
Oh, well, that's, you know, Quentin for you.
But it's history.
He likes to make life difficult.
Every 10 minutes. And with these modern digital high-end 4K cameras,
yeah,
it records directly to hard disk. You could record for 17 hours and not have to reload the camera with a different hard drive. It's insane what's going on with, technology is crazy nowadays. But of course, TV, they can't do. Most TV and commercials, it's 4K video 100% of the time. They don't do film. Because it's just too crazy in terms of the technical details. Have you done like 70 or 16mm film, Marcy?
I have not. It's funny. I wanted to study film when I was in college, and I could not get into the film department. It was so tight. I went to UC San Diego, and that's why I eventually ended up doing video instead. And then never got back to film, even though it's something I really, really want to learn. And I feel like it's a missing chunk of education that you know how you have regrets. It's something that I do regret that I don't have that knowledge base to work off of. Because now I'm working with, I work with a DSLR camera, and it really has the same, you need to understand film and all that stuff. And I understand it enough, but I wish I really, really, really knew it really, really well.
Mm. It's very interesting where we are now. This 4K video, it's so sharp and clear. It's almost scary sharp and clear.
I know. I spent a lot of time affecting things to make it look a little, you know, gritty or you know, light flashes or different things to make it look a little more pleasing. Because even though, I mean, it's beautiful, sometimes it's too beautiful.
Mm.
You're right.
That's interesting. Well, getting back, Marcy, to what you were saying about businesses using video on their websites or on the internet in general, I just want to tell you real quick, when I first came up with the idea for my website, and I hired a website designer, and he, when we first met, he said, okay, well, we have to do a video. And I'm like, of what? And he said, well, of you around the South Bay. And I said, why? And he said, so that people know you. I'm like, why do they need to know me? Why can't they just look at my website and see what's going on in town? He's like, no, 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 Jackie, it doesn't work like that. People need to feel they know you so that when they look at stuff, they could say, oh, okay, they look at the video, they feel they get to know you, and therefore they trust you.
Right.
And I fought him tooth and nail on this because I just didn't – I didn't want me personally. And then, of course, he insisted that he put my name – that we put my name in the website, which right. I didn't want to do either.
Right.
And he insisted on both of these things, and I'm so glad he did, and I eventually listened to him because it makes a world of difference between my website and, say, something similar, although there is nothing like my website out there. Not in the South Bay. Not in the South Bay. There are other places where cool. you can go to for calendar of events and stuff, but the people, they look at the pages and they don't know who the people are. They don't know who these people are that are recommending you do this weekend. So
it's very true.
It's incredibly powerful.
It is. You know, whenever I have downtime, you know, on video, you have clients and you don't have clients. It's just on television, feast and famine. And whenever I'm in a famine time, that's when I make a new promo video. And I interview myself and I talk a little bit about my company. So that way when people go to my website, they can find a video of me and find out who they're going to be working with. Because I think people feel, and that's what I offer my clients as well, not just for myself, but that's one of the things that I offer. And I think that when a customer goes to your website and they're deciding whether or not they're going to use your service or somebody else's, I think when they watch you and listen to you talk, hear your voice and see your mannerisms, they get a feeling and they know who you are.
Exactly.
And they feel like, oh, I'll be comfortable working with that person. I think that person looks interesting to me.
Yes.
They look trustworthy.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
My greatest discovery in the last several months is Facebook Live. I love Facebook Live. It's every client that comes to me and says, well, I want to do advertising on Facebook. What do I need to do? Well, you need to, you know, if you can, you need to do Facebook Live sessions at least once a week, but I would prefer every day and talk about, you know, what you're doing in your business. Talk about what's going on today in your business. It's very powerful.
You know, Joe, I got to mention something about that Facebook Live. I've been using it for the last couple of months.
Mm.
But have you noticed how the major networks are taking it over?
It is the most incredible technology ever.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Because
it's like free PR for CNN and yeah.
Now, what people may not understand what we're talking about. You can go, if you have a fan page on Facebook, you can go and create a post and you can upload a picture and you can type some text, or you can click Facebook Live. You can click Live and you are actually live video on Facebook, and it contacts all the people that have liked your page. It's a notification that, hey, you know, Jackie's live on Facebook. And so if you have 1,000 or 10,000 people that have liked your page, all 10,000 get notified.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It is. And as I said, the big broadcasting companies are really taking advantage of it.
Yeah. 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 It's the next evolution. Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. I've been so busy editing videos for people. I didn't even know about that. And I'm looking on Facebook as we speak right now, and I'm not seeing it.
Well,
where is it?
You're on your fan page. Click a post like you're going to create a post.
Okay.
And then you should see the word live among the options of elements.
Don't you have to do it? Wait, you have to do it on your smartphone. You can't do it on your computer.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right, Jackie. You're absolutely right.
Oh, well, that's why. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
so Marcy, you can literally, you can clip your smartphone to your ultralight and go live while you're flying.
Oh, my gosh. That is an idea. I'm going to talk to Henry about that. That's a cool idea.
Or, especially since you have the ability to take a passenger, you can have a camera person do the, you know, managing the camera while you're flying, and you guys can do some amazing.
It's not a camera. It's a phone.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's your phone. You
right.
Do it with your phone, yeah.
You can have someone managing the phone camera or the camera phone, and then you can fly the plane. Don't let go of the controls of the plane when you're flying, Marcy. And
that's a really good idea.
And then it could be a live event. You could actually do this for clients and actually Facebook live events from above. Now, it could be done from a drone as well, which would be mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. Anyway, Facebook.
You know, the thing is that my drone does have the ability to broadcast through it. It already has streaming video, so that can happen. I just have to program it to do that, and I haven't had the need yet.
Okay.
But I like the idea with the ultralight. I think that's a really cool idea as well. It's super cool.
I just went out. Was it Monday night or Sunday night?
Right.
There was a helicopter with a spotlight right up just a block from our house, and we were standing out in the driveway watching. And I grabbed my phone and I went live.
Yeah.
I was like, this is happening, you know, on PV Boulevard and Pacific Coast Highway right now.
And
you know?
Did you do that on a group of, you know, you could do that like in a group that was like a neighborhood watch.
No, I just put it just regular Facebook.
Yeah, but I mean to say for people out there to think of creatively, you can do it like in a neighborhood watch group or a neighborhood watch fan page. It can be very, very relevant to the group watching the Facebook Live, and we haven't seen the last of that yet. It's amazing.
Well, let's get back to video, because Marcy, when I posted the show info, I have a video of you that you did for I believe it's the South Bay Mavericks thing.
I'm applying for the South Bay Business Mavericks grant.
Yes. I threw it up on this post. So
I saw it. Thank you, Jackie. I appreciate that.
But
that's
a great video. That's a great video.
Thank you. That's the kind of promo video that I normally make for myself when I'm in between, you know, jobs. But this particular video was with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully maybe we'll win the grant. I guess there's three people that win grants, three companies. So
right.
I'm crossing my fingers that Klein Creative Media gets a grant. It would be really, really awesome.
Well, I think you have an edge. You have the edge.
Well, I do have an edge if they're just voting on the video.
Yeah.
Because that's true. And I mean, I kind of cheat in that respect. But I think that it's not based on the video. It's actually based on your story and if you're more deserving of you know, if your story is compelling enough to make them want to help your company, help your business grow.
Right. If you apply, you have to send in a video telling them your story. And Marcy's video just happens to be pretty fabulous.
And you can and you can find it on Jackie's page.
Yeah, I connected it with this radio post.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny. I couldn't talk to the owners. I was trying really hard to keep it under 2 minutes. And I wasn't sure if they were really serious about the 2-minute rule.
Mm.
And so I kept trying to contact them. I think they were out of town. So I made it super, if you listen to the video and watch it, it's pretty fast. And I showed it to my little sister and she's like, it's really good, Marcy, but you talk really fast. Cause I pulled out all the air in between my breaths. So that way I could, you know, make it, you know, in the radio business, you tighten it as needed. You have to come to time. So
I
made it to time. I didn't even.
I get that all the time, Marcy. I get that all the time. I talk too fast.
So you know the deal. So I pulled out. I didn't even put my end credit in. I was just too busy trying to make it 2 minutes. And now I think about it, I don't think they really have it that tight of a deadline on it. I mean, of a timeline on it. But But oh well, I was in compliance.
Well, that's speaking. Okay, wait. Before we get into compliance, because that's a great segue, I wanted to ask about the drones and all the legalities of what you're doing with that, with getting your pilot's license. But Joe, we need to take a station and commercial break.
Yes, we do. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking with Marcy Klein of Klein Creative Media. We're talking about the power of video. The power of moving images, the emotional and teaching power of moving images. And we'll be back to talk with Marcy in a moment. But we'd also like to get your opinions, your experiences. If you have a question or a comment, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question, and we'd also like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
Okay, we're back. And I'm looking at a beautiful statuette, an Emmy statuette. What did you win the Emmy for, Marcy?
Well, that was a cool project. I'm a member of the Directors Guild, and they have a really neat group called the Women's Steering Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And the Women's Steering Committee put a call out to women directors in the Guild. It's all an effort to get more women directing. Mm-hmm. And anyone can apply. 12 of us applied, and we were all given the position in this program to make a one-hour special about the city of Santa Monica and different organizations within the city that are really important to the community. And I was chosen as one of the 12 women, and I was assigned to do a story on the Blind Children's Center. Other people did like AIDS Project LA and the American Cancer Society and the Lung Association, all these different nonprofits within the city of Santa Monica. And we put the project together as a 1 hour, and it won an LA Emmy. And the whole group of us got to go up as a group and collect our Emmy. It was really awesome.
That's exciting. Where do you keep it?
It's on my my bookshelf right behind my desk.
Okay. I have to ask, because like a lot of people put them in the bathroom.
We think so much alike. My very next question was
in the bathroom. That's funny.
Do you polish your Emmy?
That is so funny. You know what's funny is actually my Emmy fell and broke.
No.
Yeah, my kids were playing, and it's funny, the little wings on it are so sharp, they're like a knife. I really thought it was going to hurt my kids when it fell.
Yeah.
And so I called the Directors Guild. Who did I call? I can't remember. I called the Directors Guild, and they told me who to call. And I put it in a box and shipped it off, and they sent me a new one back. They fixed it and sent me a new one.
Awesome.
Yeah, but I was really sad when it broke in half. I was, like, heartbroken. I was like,
I have heard so many stories about Oscars suffering every fate known to man. I mean, Oscars have been buried. Oscars have been run over. Oscars by ex-spouses. Oscars have been crushed. Literally, Jackie, can you believe that?
Yeah, actually, unfortunately, I can.
You're mad at your spouse, and so you, I don't know, run over their Oscar? I mean, whatever, but it's nice to hear that your Emmy is back in its rightful place.
Hold.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so anyway, yeah, before the break, I wanted to ask you about one of the reasons you became a pilot had to do with working, operating your drones. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, which is, it's crazy because I actually have a fear of heights and I don't really like to do that risky of things. But I found out that if I wanted to fly my drone legally for hire, as an amateur, it's different, but legally to sell my footage, I needed to actually be a pilot. Not a pilot on the ground, like, you know, a pilot operating on the ground, but actually a pilot in a plane. And I thought, there's no way that's going to happen. There's no way, because I'm scared of flying. But one of my really good friends that I knew from junior high school, she started dating Henry Boger. Her name's Pam Mitchell. And she was dating Henry Boger from Pacific Blue Air. And she introduced me to Henry on a couple of social occasions. And at some point, I just said, Henry, do you think that if I got enough guts that you'd maybe teach me how to fly? He's like, of course. And I really liked him, so I felt comfortable with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I booked him, and I went up as a guest, you know, just in the plane once. And I'm like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I figured if I really want to do this drone business, I had already bought the drone, and I wanted to do it for real estate, I had to go through the program. So I sucked it up and went through 5 months of intensive training and flying with Henry, and eventually got my pilot's license. I'm not a single engine pilot. I mean, sorry, I'm not a, what do you call it, a Cessna pilot. I'm not a private pilot. That's a differential. And so I can only fly my class of plane, which is a light sport trike. It's called a weight shift control trike.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally got my pilot certificate December 24th last year. And now you guys are going to crack up. Starting August 29th, they have new drone laws. You do not have to be a pilot anymore.
Oh, gosh.
Really?
I'm
right now, I'm at FAA.gov/UAS/getting_started. And they're talking about
mm-hmm.
the new rules. This is really hot news off the press, effective August
29th.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's called 107 is the new rule we'll be flying under if you fly a drone.
Mm-hmm.
You still need to be licensed,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have to go up in the air and do all the maneuvers and all the testing and all the stuff that I had to do.
Right.
What you do have to do is you have to take a written exam.
Right.
A knowledge exam from the FAA. And I don't know what that exam is like. And I actually will not have to take that. I had to take like a little, if you're already a pilot, you have to take a little, a smaller test that makes sure that you understand the rules that are in 107.
Right.
And I did take the test a couple weeks ago. I have not submitted it to the FAA yet because you can't submit it till the 29th.
Right.
But I did pass the test. I got 100% on that test. And so as soon as they open up the registration process on the 29th, I will apply for that for my certificate, and I'll be legal to fly yet once again.
Wow, this is really interesting. Must have a remote pilot airman certificate, must be 16 years old, must pass TSA vetting. So they're going to make sure that they know everyone who is flying drones for whatever purpose, commercially or otherwise, must be less than 55 pounds. I guess there are some huge drones out there.
there are. There's amazing size drones. In fact, I've been doing some surveying with drones, not with my own drone, but going with other companies that are bigger and more established than myself,
yeah.
and checking out what they do out there. And these drones are ginormous.
Yeah.
And they fly like really big cameras and the professional cameras that you want on a movie set.
Yeah.
So you can go all the way from, you know, doing a real estate video to doing a full motion picture with these films.
Well, it makes,
they're amazing.
Yeah, it makes absolute sense. Most, let's say, commercial shoots or whatever, you know, commercials may spend $30,000, but they still don't want to waste money. So they, instead of a helicopter, they fly a drone.
Yeah, it's an amazing new tool. They're so amazing and fun.
Right.
They're really fun to fly too.
Wow.
I mean, I'm pretty lucky. I love my job.
you know something that would tick me off to no end, to go through all that work and then to have them change the rules on you. But I imagine it was a great experience though, wasn't it? I mean, you have this experience now, right, Marcy?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I did not get mad. I know I can see and. I don't know why I didn't get mad. I just feel like, you know, you have to just go with the flow in life, and it's one of those things that changes. And I'll never be able to – I mean, now I'm a pilot, and I'll never not be a pilot. And how
right.
lucky am I that I'm one of those people that had that opportunity.
Right.
So, yeah, and in fact, the funny thing is, as much as afraid I was of flying at the beginning, I don't know, I just started getting the I haven't been flying in a while,
mm-hmm.
and so – the other day, I just got the bug, and I called Henry and said, "Henry, I want to go up." So, last Wednesday, I went up and flew all around. We flew over to the beach, and I'm a surfer, and I surf over at Marine Street. And so, I went and I got kind of low, and I started buzzing around to look at my buddies because I knew my buddies were out surfing.
Mm-hmm.
So I got down to like 350 feet and was kind of buzzing around them, and then I flew down to Redondo Beach. And I'm a member of the King Harbor Yacht Club, so of course I had to go buzz around the yacht club looking for friends that I knew down there. And then on the way back, it was really cool. They were having this, the lifeguard, international lifeguard competition, or national, was it national or international?
International Surf Festival, yeah.
Okay, so and it was going on, I actually think, okay, is that what it was? It was going along right south of, I mean, north of Hermosa Beach Pier.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went in and buzzed that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really cool to see so many people on the beach. It's really fun to fly. It's just such a cool perspective.
Right.
It's really neat and so freeing. You feel like a bird. Mm-hmm. I really like it.
You know, the first time I saw ultralights was many years ago in Florida. They utilized them down. Well, the first time I saw them, I was in the Keys. And we're sitting on the beach one day, and this thing went by. At the time, I didn't know what it was. And it was like what you use, Marcy, only instead of wheels, they have an inflatable attached to it so that they can land and fish where they want.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, it's like a seaplane.
Well, it's an ultralight. It's an ultralight, but they have a small inflatable on the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been... Yeah, they've been utilizing those in Florida for years, you know, so that they can get to the fishing holes faster and more efficiently or whatever.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, I mean, it's such a really neat idea, and it would be really neat if they could do it here in the South Bay, you know, land in, like, King Harbor.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just imagine how many more tourists would be able to go up if they had, if they were allowed. I don't know if they're allowed in Redondo Beach. Do you think they're allowed?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but oh, my goodness. Somebody needs to talk to Center Cal quick.
What?
Get that in the plan, man.
Center Cal and Pacific Blue Air. Like, you know, I'm sure Henry would be on board with that.
Well, you know,
I'm sure
I know that they were talking at the last Harbor Commission meeting, I think it was, that I went to when they were talking about the plans for the waterfront, that they were talking about having an area on, I think, the new pier that they're talking replacing the sport fishing pier that's there now and building a new one, about having a water taxi, you know, come in, like from Santa Monica, from Cabrillo and stuff, where, you know, people can come by boat. But, boy, that would be fun to be able to land an ultralight in the harbor. Wow.
I know. It'd be cool. I mean, the taxi thing sounds great, too. I mean, I'm all for that. Sounds like it'd be great.
Yeah. Wow, there's an idea.
Yeah.
Have you ever flown over to Catalina in that?
No, it's funny. I was thinking about doing that for my checkout flight,
mm-hmm.
but I ended up going to Brackett Field instead, which is over in Riverside. Remember I was telling you earlier about my friend Pam Mitchell, who I went to junior high school with. She met me at Brackett Field and kind of had a welcoming committee, and a big banner, and it was super cool. And Catalina, I know, I was like, I could do that, or I could go to Catalina and go. You'd have to wear a life jacket on your person.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a sketchy airport, from what I hear.
Oh, yes, the way you land, yes.
I thought it's
on an incline. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought maybe not the best idea for a brand new pilot.
Yeah.
I missed that idea.
Right.
Yeah, that's Sky. What's the name of the airport? Something Sky in the Sky or Sky something?
I don't even know the name of the airport.
Yeah, it's something in the sky or something, but it's on an incline, and when you land, it's very funky.
Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah, I mean, I love Catalina. In fact, I'm at the King Harbor Yacht Club. I'm a captain of the family fleet, and we're doing a Catalina trip coming up pretty soon in a couple weeks to Catalina. I love Catalina, and it would be really cool to fly there instead of take the boat. But I guess we're taking the boat anyways this time. So I have to try flying there sometime. And then I'll update you, Jackie, once I do
it. Okay, great.
Fantastic. Well, my only other questions really, Marcy, are how do we get, more businesses? This show is sponsored by the Redondo Beach Chamber. Maybe we'll talk to Bobby Christian about that. How do we get more businesses to utilize video in their marketing, because it is so powerful? We talked about Facebook Live and so forth. Let's bring Bobby Christian on with us. Hey, Bobby, how are you doing?
Great. How are you guys doing today?
Very good. Very good. Bobby Christian is with the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. And Bobby, how do we get more members of the Redondo Beach Chamber to use video in their marketing efforts? How can we do that?
I mean, it's just, video. It's an expensive thing to just throw money into. So I think a lot of people get worried about what the overall value is going to be. How are they going to get it? How are they going to get it out on their social media? How are they going to get people to see it? And taking the fear out of that, showing them how easy it is to give it to their audience, and how simple it can be to make more content, is one of the best starting places, I think. But Marcy, I mean, she deals with this every day, so she's probably the best person to talk to about this.
Well, I would like to know the answer to that too.
Right.
as an ambassador to the chamber, I go to a lot of the networking events as well. And I think one of the reasons that people don't have video is they have fear. You know, they think it's going to be so expensive, and it's actually not. You know, people spend a lot of money on print advertising and all different kinds of advertising, and video can actually be re-edited and repurposed numerous times. So it's a really good investment, and it doesn't have to be that expensive. In fact, I know, like, video companies like myself, I work within anybody's budget, really, to get them started. And you can do, start as low as you want and go as high as you want. It kind of depends on your creative vision. And if your creative vision is maybe too expensive, then you pick a different creative vision and get within your budget. And I think that's the biggest fear is financial.
Yeah.
Do you agree, Bobby?
Mm-hmm. I definitely think so. I think people don't understand video. I mean, coming from LA, it seems second nature that, oh, you should understand that this is such a great way to work. This is that you can tell such a great story in a short amount of time. You can capture your audience. But a lot of people don't understand video at all. And like you were saying, they just see it as like, well, where's my money going to go? How is this going to work? And they rely on these older forms of advertising that just don't work as well. Print is nowhere near as effective as video for dollars. So.
I agree. Yeah, go ahead, Mars.
Okay. I was going to say, when I work with clients, what I do is I give them a questionnaire when we first work together, because I know a lot of people also think that they have to have a concept. They have to have the creative idea. And a lot of people are not creative. You know, if you're a plumber, you don't know, what's creative about pipes and things like that. But that's where I come in as a video production company. Like, I can sit down with you and say, well, let's think of an interesting way to talk about what you do, what makes you different, what makes your company a little bit unique. and let's focus on those points. And I think people are a little bit intimidated, like, that they have to come up with the idea, that they have to know exactly what they want to do, and they don't. And that's what producers are here for, is to help clients come up with ways to tell their story in an interesting way, and in an expensive way, or a way that will work within their budget.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Bobby, I want to start with the news around the chamber. Tell us, Bobby Christian, what's going on with the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, the big thing, like we discussed last week, is the annual Regional Mixers. It's coming up next Wednesday. It's going to be huge. It's from 5:30 to 7:30. All local chambers are involved. Something like 12 local chambers are going to be meeting up all at the same place, Seaside Lagoon, next Wednesday. It's only $10 for members. It's a great way to meet not only the businesses in Redondo, but all the area business representatives. It's 10 local chambers. It's going to be a really great experience. So that's next Wednesday. To find out more about that, check out redondochamber.org or give us a call at 310-376-6911. And then if you're just looking for something to do around Redondo Beach, this is one of these iconic summer weekends coming up. We got farmers markets on Thursday and Sunday. We've got free concerts on the pier on Thursday and Saturday. Friday night, we have the Ruby's Classic Car Show and the Ruby Summer Movie Series, both free. And then this Saturday morning, we have the Get Lit Yoga Party going off at the pier. It's a huge weekend to be in Redondo Beach, and there's just so much going on, so I'm excited to see everyone come out, and the weather is going to be perfect, so hope to see you there.
The weather is always perfect.
and we love that there are all these free events. I mean, seriously, anybody that's coming to Redondo Beach this weekend or next weekend, and they get everything for free.
Yeah.
I mean, where do you get to go on vacation and you don't have to pay for almost nothing?
Right.
Yeah, right. Movies on the water.
Marcy?
At the chamber mixer coming up, I'm going to be bartending. So come to the bar and I'll pour you guys a drink.
All right. Marcy, extra shots. Marcy's providing extra shots.
Yeah, we're all the Redondo Beach ambassadors. I'm an ambassador to the Redondo Beach Chamber as well. And so all of us ambassadors are taking part in volunteering for the event. And I got the best job, I think. He's not nice to the bartender, right?
Right.
I'm there.
Yeah, I'll pour you a drink. Come over and say hello, everybody. Make sure you come say hello. Okay, good.
Well, I'm excited. This is amazing. Bobby.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, please.
Marcy, I wanted to ask you about Beach City Drones. What is that?
Well, you know, I figured that Klein Creative Media, everybody knows Klein Creative Media, but not everybody knows that I fly a drone. So I kind of did a little offshoot and trying to promote, you know, that I do drones as well. So if people look up that, they would find me that way as well.
Okay.
Is there a Beach Cities Drones website?
You'll laugh. There is, but I haven't posted it yet. It's a work in progress.
Okay.
I make websites too.
Okay.
I was wondering if you were selling them now, if you were actually opening up a brick and mortar shop and you were selling drones. That's why I asked.
No,
you know, I'm always open for new ideas. Thanks, Jackie.
Bobby, before I let you go, I have to tell you, I am so sort of envious of what Marcy gets to do. She gets to be in the world of creative media and video. I wanted to do that, never quite got that off the ground. But I have to tell you, Bobby, I think what we could do is this. We could have a session, a chamber-sponsored session, where people would come dressed to the nines, and Marcy would be there ready to interview them and create kind of like a hello video. This is just a hello video. And if it were enough people that came and they all paid $10 or $20, it would provide enough revenue for Marcy to make it worthwhile. And obviously she's going to have like 10 or 20 or 50 or however many people that come as new potential clients. And that's all people really need that they don't have. They need a hello video. On Facebook, you can actually put a video place of your profile picture. And so that could be the hello video location, and it could also be used other places. What do you think of that idea, Marcy?
I love it. You're brilliant. Can you be my advertising guy?
I'm the idea guy. But
I didn't know that you could put video in place of your profile picture on Facebook. Yeah. When did that happen?
It's new.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Facebook is on a tear right now. Yeah. They're doing so many new things. But what do you think of that, Bobby Christian?
I think that's an idea I got to run up the flagpole, but I definitely think it has legs. Let's stick it somewhere.
The idea is that people don't understand the power a video, so give them a very inexpensive opportunity. Perhaps we could meld it with another event or something like that, so people wouldn't have to make a special trip. It would be just an event that they were going to be at anyway. Mm-hmm. And Marcy,
like the regional mixer.
Well, I didn't say that, but wow, that she's bartending, so she can't work that night.
That's true, but it got like. Maybe I need to rethink that. That's interesting.
It cannot be overstated, Marcy. The experience that Jackie had, where she was fighting the idea that she had to be the face of. It wasn't even South Bay by Jackie at that point. It was just what were you gonna call it, Jackie?
Oh, like, you know, Best of the South Bay or South Bay Scene or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it works so much better. That it's South Bay by Jackie, because then it's curated by an actual human being. People know that. They come there. They see a perspective. And even if they say, oh, well, Jackie doesn't like this, but I like this. But, you know, it's on the the website. So they have something to push against and say, oh, well, you know, I have this and that preference. It's so important for people to meet their business partners, and they can do that with video.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Bobby Christian, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Bobby Christian, we did not mention RedondoBeachWeddings.org. Oh, but
I'm hoping next week to have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. So next week, I'll make sure to mention that first.
Okay. All right. We're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for joining us. And Marcy, is there anything that we haven't covered in what you do, what Klein Creative Media is all about?
I feel like you covered it. I mean, we're just here to help other businesses grow and thrive, just like we want our business to grow and thrive.
Right.
So, yeah, we're just here to make videos for you and very approachable and available. So
right.
Give me a call. You want my phone number?
Yes.
Yeah, contact information.
Yeah, my contact is Marcy Klein at 310-990-4120. And that can be reached by email at marcy@kleincreativemedia.com. And you spell Klein, K-L-E-I-N. So kleincreativemedia.com. And please like my come and look at my YouTube channel and like my YouTube channel.
All right.
Hello.
All right.
Fantastic. We are so excited about what you do. It is so powerful, and it makes such a big difference in every business's life to be able to really connect with their audience. Online it can be so cold and sort of calculating. People need a human being to connect with, and you can do that through KleinCreativeMedia.com. Thank you so much, Marcy Klein, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
We'll be back tomorrow. What are we going to do tomorrow, Jackie?
Ask me tomorrow.
I will ask you tomorrow, everyone. Tune in tomorrow so you can find out what the exciting thing is that we're going to do tomorrow. That's our show for today. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.